Now it's this week's edition of Food Friday, and we want to hear from you. Do you have a little thing that you do in your cooking or the way you serve food that adds a lot to the final product? Maybe a favorite spice you like to add, or the fried egg you put on top of everything, or whatever your secret ingredient or special touch might be.
Rob and I will share some of our favorites, and you can join in with yours. Give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. What's a little thing that makes a big difference in something that you cook or eat? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page.
Hoping to learn a lot of ideas from you at 800-642-1234. But Judith, we've got some of our own, and I promised yesterday I'd have some that reveal that I'm not really that bright. So I'll start with one of those,
okay,
if that's okay. All right.
Please do.
So we make a lot of potatoes. I make a lot of potatoes in the house. Skillet fried, oven fried, American fries, whatever. And like years ago, restaurants everywhere started having these rosemary potatoes, right? Like fried various kinds of potatoes with rosemary in them. And I was always like, man, oh man, these are great. I always get these rosemary potatoes when I go out to a restaurant that has them. And a few years later, I thought, you know, every grocery store in this state pretty much has rosemary for cheap. So for the price of a couple bucks and an extra 10 seconds worth of effort, I can make my potatoes look like those potatoes at the restaurants that I love so much. So I finally did it. I add the rosemary to the potatoes. It's awesome. Everybody in the family loves it. It just took me a long time to get there. So that's one of my little things that adds a lot to food. Well, what's yours? What do you have, Judith?
I'll say that putting spices in with the oil in a dish, maybe if you're sauteing onions and garlic, do that and then put the spices in just for like not even a minute. It really brings out the flavor of the spices. It lets the flavors really expand before you add liquid or, you know, maybe some protein or something like that. But, and I say this is an important point to remember, especially if it's something like curry powder, or especially if it's something like with chili powder or something even stronger, make sure you turn the stove fan on, because otherwise, you know, and your family will not be very happy that, you're basically gassing them. But it really adds so much to the flavor. And really, even if there are spices, I know you're supposed to change them like every 6 months or something. I'd love to meet the person who actually does that. especially if they're older spices, it really helps bring out the flavor.
That reminds me of kind of the opposite of that when it comes to fresh herbs. Like a lot of, for a long time, I would throw them in early in the dish and successfully completely cook the flavor out of those fresh herbs. And now I realize that, and I've learned from Food Friday guests and elsewhere, that should be like the last thing you add. Usually, like after you turn the burner off or something, that's when all the like cilantro or basil can go in.
Right, right.
Well, we got lots of callers with one thing that makes a big difference. Let's start off with Doug in Medford. Doug, hi.
Hi, how are you?
All right. What's your one little thing that makes a difference, Doug?
Soy sauce. When I'm cooking venison steak, venison and onions, I'll saute onions with the steak. And when it's just about done, I'll finish it off with a splash of soy sauce and let that cook into the meat and pull it off, and the kids love it.
I'm just wondering, Doug, have you ever marinated the venison in soy sauce, or does it have to go right at the end there?
Well, I've marinated back straps, and that's good too. I've marinated it in soy sauce with some Italian dressing, actually, and that was really good too.
It's international.
But, just that splash of soy sauce right at the end just peps it right up.
So, Doug, thank you so much for sharing that with us. That's exactly the kind of thing we're looking for here, Judith.
Exactly. And Aaron in Orchardville might have something for us, too. Aaron, hi.
Hi. Hi.
What do you have? Yeah, hi.
So I just wanted to mention caramelizing the onions into absolutely any recipe. I feel like, you know, just a little bit of butter and that couple extra seconds that it takes to caramelize the onions really adds a little extra sweetness to any recipe you add them to.
I have to say that's always kind of intimidated me, and it feels like it's going to be a really long process, but it sounds like you're saying it's really not that much extra to do.
No, it's just, you know, like when I'm prepping all of the other vegetables or whatever for chili or stir fry, I'll just throw them in a hot pan with some butter, and as soon as they turn brown, they're ready. They're good to go.
Fantastic. Aaron, thank you so much. Judith, so I like to, sometimes when I'm making soup and I have more time, I'll like oven roast onions and garlic and get them toward caramelized before I put them in the soup. Do you have anything in that ballpark?
You know, I really like roasting root vegetables and also sweet potatoes. And I used to put it up higher thinking that it was going to like give it a nice, you know, crispiness and things like that. I've actually learned to do it a little lower and slower. And it still, it doesn't take much extra time because I cube it pretty small, but I just made roasted parsnips the other day. And I think that was actually the first time I did that. Just tossed them in some olive oil, with a little seasoning on it and, only kind of stirred them up once. And I think it was at 350, 325.
What?
And it just gets a really nice, it gets a really nice, mellow sweet flavor. Why,
I keep moving in the opposite direction. Well, because everybody tells me go hotter than you think. So I'm moving in the opposite direction. But it works. If it's working
for you. It works for me. It works for me, at least.
We are asking you for your little cooking tips that add a lot to a recipe, a dish, a lot of different things. You can join in at 800-642-1234. I think a line just opened up for you. Let's go back to our callers now. Dan is with us in Eau Claire. Dan, hi.
Hi. Hey, my tip is horseradish. Being that Eau Claire is the horseradish capital of the world, as Silver Springs is here, I added to I made a shrimp salad today, you know, with salad dressing, grated carrots, peas, and macaroni, and beef vegetable soup. That's an interesting one. And a tablespoon, you know, I don't like hot. That's the interesting part. I've never been a real spicy guy, but... for some reason, horseradish is adds a little extra to just about everything.
Horseradish is a different kind of hot. That's not like nose whoosh hot. It's not like the spicy hot pepper hot, right, Dan?
Yeah, kind of like that.
You know what I'm talking about.
It works for me with my sinuses.
I'd have
to say that.
Dan, thank you so much. I'm the only one who likes horseradish in my household, so it's pretty rare that I'll have some. Judith, is horseradish a big part of your
repertoire?
I love it.
I'm half Polish, so I really grew up on it.
Me too.
And yeah. Well,
maybe that's why I like it. But so is my wife.
Probably.
So.
But yeah, I really like horseradish. I haven't gotten that creative with it, but I just want to say, Rob, that I think you should probably rush out and trademark nose whoosh hot because, I mean, that's just, you know, that's classic culinary terminology right there.
Yeah, it's like the horseradish, the wasabi, that kind of thing, you know.
Yeah. Well, some of our producers on Central Time had some ideas to share. Bill Martins had, I'm not sure I would call this really a tip, but it's good advice. He says, read through the entire recipe first. I'm guessing that there's a story behind that.
Yeah, I've been burned by that, too. Like, when you think it's going to take an hour, but then you realize you missed the step that's another 40 minutes of baking in the middle of it or something like that.
Yeah. Or you miss an ingredient that's really kind of key to what you're making. Tim, who's answering calls today, you can give him a call at 800-642-1234. He likes Old Bay seasoning, and I have to say, I really like that, too. I think it's made for things like shellfish and seafood, but it's good on anything. Yeah.
Our former producer Amanda Magnus from Baltimore was a very big Old Bay seasoning fan. Jay Carlisle Larson says salt the heck out of your pasta water. Okay. And Dean Canetter says just add lemon zest. Okay. Oh, and Natalie Guyette says quick pickling red onions. I need to do this more. Quick pickle red onions to add on top of everything. That adds a lot.
And I immediately sent Natalie a message saying, please give me a recipe for a quick pickling red onions because I love them, too. I love them on sandwiches. I love them on tacos, but I've never actually made them.
All right. Let's go back to our callers now at 800-642-1234. Kay is with us in Maryland, Wisconsin. Kay, hi.
Hi. I got three quick things for you. The first one, when you make that really nasty macaroni and cheese in the box with the powdered cheese. put a couple of slices of like the Kraft singles and it creams it up.
Okay.
It's an amazing difference. The other one is you use Worcestershire sauce in everything that's beef. But if you don't have steak sauce, you use Worcestershire sauce and ketchup, about half and half, and it makes A1 steak sauce. And then the other one is cocoa powder, sugar, and hot water. And that makes ice cream topping.
Oh, that makes it's making your own chocolate syrup. I love it. Like real easy combo tips there. Yep. Thank you, Kay.
And like a darker chocolate, add more cocoa. If you like a sweeter, add a little more sugar.
Beautiful. I love it. Thanks for that. That reminds me of the whole mixing mayonnaise and ketchup idea, big in Puerto Rico and elsewhere. And that was one of those where have you been all my life moments for me, like dipping back those potatoes, dipping potatoes in that combo. Amazing.
Yeah.
It's so simple.
Yeah. And also ketchup and horseradish is cocktail sauce.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe that. Okay, I do. I do. We are looking for your calls on Food Friday. We're asking you to share your favorite little things that make a big difference in something you like to cook or eat.
And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Do you have that extra ingredient or cooking method or something you do when you serve a meal that puts it over the top? Give us a call now at 800-642-1234 or email us at ideas@wpr.org.
We'll hear from more of you coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Judith Sears Poisson. It's Food Friday, and we are asking you to share your favorite little things in cooking that can add a lot to a meal.
Let's go back to your calls at 800-642-1234. Justin is with us in Waukesha. Justin, hi.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
What did you want to suggest for your little thing that adds a lot, Justin?
You know, it's really simple, but Fox Point seasoning. It's made up of, like, onion and garlic and parsley and just a lot of the good normal spices you would have, but to have it already blended up and in a bottle, and you can put it in eggs or chip dip or on your chicken, whatever it really calls for, it works with.
That is a big hit in my household, Justin. I made zucchini with it last night. One of my daughters loves it as the base for chip dip, too. I just got a big jar. Do you always keep it on hand?
Yeah. I tend to, every year for Christmas, a relative gives me a jar from the Milwaukee Spice House for it, and I love it.
Fantastic. Justin, thanks a lot for sharing that. Do you have, Judith, a go-to spice mix? You use a lot of different things, I know, but is there one that's just like, I don't want to think, I'm just going to use blank?
I do. I have a really nice Italian herb mix that's more, when I think Italian herb, I think of basil and oregano, but it's got thyme and marjoram and things like that. I use that quite a bit. I also use, I know you're going to be shocked, I use Herbe de Provence and Fines Herbes, which are two French herb mixtures. But I also want to share that Mary on Facebook said that her go-to on everything is chipotle powder. She says it tastes great on everything, eggs, sauteed veggies, chicken to name a few. And I loved smoked paprika, and that made me think of it because chipotle is smoked jalapenos.
Thanks a lot for that call. Brian is with us now in Green Bay. Brian, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I would like to add mirin to every level of ramen that you've got, whether or not it's cup of noodles or your 99-cent package, or if you're going all the way up and you're doing your noodles homemade and making your own homemade tare, like getting it from either your local supermarket or getting it on Amazon really takes everything up a notch to something a bit more genuine from Japan.
And mirin is it like a soy sauce but with a twist?
It's more of a clear sauce that adds a bit of alkaline to the actual broth, so it gets it closer to being a vinegar almost.
I gotcha. I got to try that, Brian. I have not used that. Judith?
I haven't used it either, but I do like when he said it was almost like a vinegar. You know, a little bit of acidity right at the end of something can really brighten it up. I think that's what Dean was going for, like with the lemon zest. And we had a caller, I think, who couldn't stand the line who said, you know, put lemon in everything. I'm a huge fan of that, like citrus burst right at the end. And again, like you said, with the fresh herbs, Rob, really put it in right at the end. Mm-hmm. Don't put it in too early.
Thanks, Brian, for that call. And I've said this to other Food Friday guests before, but 90% of the time when something I'm making needs something, that something is that acid, whether it's vinegar or citrus or whatever.
Yep.
Let's go to another caller, Lisa in Wanakee. Lisa, hi.
Hello.
What's your tip,
Lisa? I have a suggestion, especially with Thanksgiving coming up. I add Madeira to gravy, and it's good in really any gravy that you're making year round, but especially in say Thanksgiving gravy. It just makes it taste a lot more velvety and rich.
Oh, I love that. I've never tried anything like that, Lisa. I used to like the taste of just drinking Madeira, and it made you feel like a pirate or something because it's so old school.
I don't do a lot with gravy, Judith.
Well, not really. No.
Yeah, I have to say gravy is one of those things that probably if I ever actually tried it, I would not be intimidated but I am. So, but you know, that's a good idea. And you know, if there's Madeira floating around, you know, you can drink a little, feel like a pirate. Also go to it. Rob, I want to share one with you, that might not seem like a big deal, but it really makes a difference. Tomato paste. So,
okay.
I know you were waiting for something a lot bigger than tomato paste, but
this is small stuff. That's what we're talking about.
And especially you can get like, it's double concentrate tomato paste. And I find that when I need just a little more richness in something, like maybe a chili or maybe a soup or something, tomato paste adds a huge amount of flavor without adding more moisture. And I've even spread it on bread before I'm making a sandwich.
Interesting. All right, I'll go even more trivial for you, can I?
Sure.
Cutting a sandwich in half. So when I make a sandwich for somebody else, I cut it in half for them. When somebody makes a sandwich for me, they cut it in half for me. But when I'm making one for myself, I don't know. Like, it seems like too elaborate or fancy, just for
fancy.
Me. Like, I picture one of my, on the Scottish side of my family, some stern-faced answer, like, well, that's an extravagant lad cutting that sandwich in half.
But
it's so much better. It's like way better when you cut the sandwich in half.
It is. And you can see what you're eating. And do you cut diagonally or across?
Oh, I mix it up. Wow. I have no strong preference.
You get wild in the kitchen, Fair.
Time for another caller or two. Rafaela is with us in Wausau. Rafaela, hi.
Hi there. My suggestion is adding cocoa powder to your chili, depending on the batch, maybe just one large teaspoon or tablespoonful, but you might add two, and it adds richness to that broth. It gives it that burgundy color. It's not going to make it sweet if you just use plain cocoa powder, but it just does something to chili.
Fantastic. We did a whole half hour on chili, and I know some of our callers were big fans of some form of chocolate or cocoa powder in it. Thank you for that, Rafaela.
And that makes sense because mole sauce is cocoa-based. So, yeah, it's delicious. Great, great idea. Let's go back to the phones, and I think Derek in Janesville and I are going to be friends forever. Derek, hi.
How you doing?
Good. What you got?
Smoked paprika.
Yes.
What do you put it on?
It was good. Yeah, usually when I make any kind of tomato base, anything, I throw it in there. Or if I'm doing smoked meats, I marinate it with smoked paprika, and I usually smoke it myself.
Wow. Mm. How do you smoke it?
You just buy whatever cheap brand of paprika. I mean, it tastes better, obviously, if you buy a higher-end one, and you just put it on some tinfoil and throw it in the smoker.
Wow.
Fantastic.
That's great.
Yeah, wow. I've just gotten into paprika more in the last few years. Now I have like three kinds, like a half sweet, a half sharp, and then a smoked. And I'll often use two or three of them in the same dish. And you get just like these layers of different paprika flavors. I'm loving it.
That sounds really good. I do not have a smoker myself, but I have a friend who does. So maybe I'll sneak some paprika in there. Rob, do you have a last tip or ingredient to share?
Oh, well, there's the reverse sear I've gotten from a meathead and other grilling experts, where you bake the meat in the grill first and then sear it right in the end. That's been a big difference maker too. Do you have a last one to share?
You know, my thing actually, it's also a grilling thing. I used to power boil ribs because I thought you were supposed to, and it was messy and took a ton of time, and I still have these epic flare ups. We ended up with basically briquettes instead of ribs one time. The last time I just trimmed the fat really well, seasoned them up and put them on the grill, much less flare up, and it was so much faster and easier.
Well, thank you for all of your calls, by the way. And you can keep sharing your small cooking tips that make a big difference over on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Well, this has been a happy and fun conversation. I want to leave it with a little bittersweet ending. Judith, it is your last day with us here at Wisconsin Public Radio. You're going on to some cool stuff, but I and all of us are really going to miss you here.
I am going to miss all of you listening and on the team. It has been a wonderful 5 years on Central Time, almost 10 years at WPR. These Food Friday conversations where it's just us and the guests have been some of my favorite times. So really fun to be able to do that as a last hurrah.
Yeah, you're co-hosting with me on this last day to have one more chance to do this. I've really had a lot of fun in these Food Friday conversations. Well, you know, in your new job, you'll have time probably to write, you know, cookbooks and stuff. yeah. So we can bring you back on the Food Friday.
There you go. I mean, I will, you know, if you have a guest that bails on you, I will always come back and do this kind of thing. It's a lot of fun. And seriously, you know, Central Time is such a fun show to work on. I've always loved the mix of the topics we do, everything from Food Friday and, you know, how to build up resilience to the politics of the day and more. And Rob, I will continue to be a fan of yours. And, you know, I might even be nicer to you now that, you know, I don't feel like I have to tease you all the time.
Excellent. I'll have that to look forward to. Now, I don't know if you remember, Judith, when Veronica Rickert left, she and I sang a little duet on her last day. So I assume we'll...
Yeah, she's a trained opera singer, Rob.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we won't honor that tradition today.
That is not the last impression I want to leave people with.
Very, very fair. Well, Judith, we will miss you. Do hope you keep listening.
Absolutely. I'm going to start calling in.
All right. Well, thanks to Judith, all the work she's done, the great positivity she's brought to the show over the years. Really going to miss that. The show does go on, coming up Monday on Central Time. Follow Your Nose, the author of a new book, catalogs the many smells we can encounter around the world.